Frankfurt State Representative Jim Hansen's bill says no private entity has the power of eminent domain for the purposes of building above-ground merchant lines. The Missouri PSC announced in March its approved Grain Belt's request to build and operate a high-voltage transmission line across 8 northern Missouri counties. Hansen says this is about private property rights, but Olivet State Representative Tracy McCreary and other opponents say Grain Belt would generate $7 million annually in property taxes to Missouri political subdivisions. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.